When Danny writes a book on the culture of honor, I throw in a phrase. If you don't have a culture that honors the janitor, you don't have a culture of honor. You just quite simply don't have one. And I just want to run through just a few points, and they're kind of headlines. Let me just say this. If you do want to know, this is a six-part series, and I'll just run through the headlines, but I have grown quite a lot of stuff on this subject now. Six-part series, this one is an introduction to the gift of administration, which is really just to charge you up and tell you, you need it. It's a vital gift. The second disc is about Moses and the gift of administration and how he used that gift to lead millions, as I said. The third is about structure and organization. And if you don't believe that there's structure in the Bible, reread the Bible. There's a ton of structure in the Bible, but the structure always serves a purpose. It must always serve a purpose. See, there's a structure in Exodus 18 when Jethro comes to Moses and said, hey, if you don't sort things out, you're going to kill yourself. And what happens is Jethro's model, the tens, the 50s, the hundreds. What was the purpose? That the people might hear God. There's nobody who wouldn't want a structure so the people could hear God. It's a no-brainer. If that's how the people are going to hear God, you're going to have a structure. In Numbers 11, what's the instruction? Moses, go and get the elders. How did he know who the elders were? I suggest because of Jethro's model. He goes and gets the elders, and what happens? God takes the spirit that's on Moses and places that spirit on the elders. There's a structure through which impartation flows. Psalm 133, the oil that flows over Aaron's head and down his beard and down his tunic. A beautiful illustration, I believe, of a structure where the brothers dwell in unity. It's a picture of structure. You see, if you're out of alignment in a structure like that, my good friend Leif Hetland teaches that alignment and assignment. If you're out of alignment, imagine the champagne cascade at the wedding, one glass out of alignment. It doesn't get filled and the ones beneath it don't get filled. There's a structure through which the anointing flows.